It was really just right before kickoff when a heavy rain turned to snow, and that snow just flooded the field here at Martin Stadium. And now we get ready for the second half of the Boeing Apple Cup with Washington leading Washington State 14-7 and getting the football to start the second half, Danny.
Yeah, and now you're the Cooks. Don't you wish you would have maybe deferred winning that coin toss? Huge break for the Dogs here, starting the second half with the football.
Sivan Ahmed and Sean McGrew are the deep men for the Huskies. Got to watch out for a squib kick that was fumbled away right before the end of the first half. It worked last time for the Cougs. Let's see what they do this time. They punch it deep over the head of McGrew. It bounces and skirts through the crimson end zone, and Huskies will bring it out to the 25-yard line. Well, looking at the first half, Jake Browning, 5 for 6, 116 yards. That's pretty darn efficient. His one incompletion was an interception that took possibly at least 3 points off the board, maybe 7. He threw it toward the end zone when the Huskies had it down in the red zone.
Yeah, but made a couple of big-time throws on the next
sure
two scoring drives.
Sure did.
One to Andre Bocelli on the deep post, and then the wheel route to Hunter Bryant.
Huskies have it left hash mark, 25-yard line. Tight end in motion left to right is Drew Sample. Split wideouts, I formation. Snap to Browning, a handoff. Gaskin. Gaskin tries to get out of the grasp of the first man there, but can't. It's Jalen Thompson coming up from the safety position to hit him at the line of scrimmage. Gaskin falls forward for one.
Now these safeties playing very low, very aggressive, very good in run support. Jalen Thompson, very active in the run game. Best tackler in the secondary by far.
Gaskin checks out. Jordan Chin is the wide receiver to the left with a trip set to the right. And Sivan Ahmed on the right hip of Jake Browning. Now Ahmed goes in motion. Empty backfield for Jake on 2nd and 9. Snap to Browning.
Whoa.
And the play gets blown dead before the snap. Looks like a couple of Cougs didn't hear it. They hit Browning softly.
That's the second time on Wattenberg here tonight.
Yep.
Just can't afford those kind of penalties in a game like this.
You would presume if the conditions stay what they are, yards will be tough to come by. So now 2nd and 9 becomes 2nd and 14, and the Huskies change their formation with Gaskin re-entering the ballgame. Trip set off to the right. Snap to Browning. Bubble screen. Sivan Ahmed. Ahmed looks for room, but there is none as Peyton Pelour came up from his middle linebacker spot to knock him down for a loss of one on the play.
Yep, just a little bubble screen out there. Cooks all over it. Peyton Pelour, the heart and soul of this Cougar defense, tracking him down.
So the Huskies are going in reverse on the opening drive of the second half, leading 14-7. We've got 3rd down and 16 at the 19-yard line. Two wide to the left, Hunter Bryant and Aaron Fuller. Now Sean McGrew will join him in a trip set. Empty backfield for Browning in a shotgun. Browning claps his hands, takes a shotgun snap, drops back to the 11, has time, steps up in the pocket. Browning zips a pass over the middle to Hunter Bryant for a first down and more. 40, 50, Hunter Bryant up the right sideline. 40, 30, Hunter Bryant gets pushed out of bounds. Inside the 25-yard line, Skylar Thomas saves a touchdown for Washington State, but the Huskies completely reverse the field on a huge gain to Hunter Bryant. The longest pass play of the year for the Huskies goes 59 yards.
Well, no pass rush. Jake Browning makes this play by stepping up into the pocket, letting Hunter Bryant work across the field, find some open space, and you see the size and speed of him. Why he's such a mismatch in the passing game. Huge play.
Browning under center with an empty backfield. They'll bring Ahmed in motion, and they'll run a bubble screen to Fuller, who throws downfield. Hunter Bryant wide open. Touchdown, Washington. A trick play. Hunter Bryant wide open down the field. They threw a screen to Aaron Fuller in the flat. It was a backwards lateral, and he found Hunter Bryant wide open in the end zone for 6, and the Huskies lead 20-7.
Well, little double pass action. You knew the bag of tricks was going to come out at some point in this rivalry game. Great call by Bush Hamden, dialing it up on first down. Aaron Fuller throws a little bit low, but what a catch by Hunter Bryan, especially after the big play when he had to be a little bit tired. Just a huge drive, huge statement, the third down conversion, the trick gadget play for six. Huskies feeling good right now.
Good snap and good hold, but the kick is blocked and picked up by Washington State. They can run this back for 2 points. Up the left sideline, inside the 50, inside the 40. One man with a chance at him is Tevis Burley. Burley slides and does not get him. And Washington State runs it back for 2 points. A safety on the PAT makes it 20-9. Washington leads, but a little bit of life for the Cougs. It steals a little bit of the momentum that Washington just seized.
These rivalry games are so weird. The plays that come out and happen every year in this Apple Cup just blow me away. And there's one right there.
Hunter Dale took it the distance, and it brings us to a timeout. Well, things weren't looking good for the Huskies. They face third and long at their end of the field. Two plays later, they find the end zone. And a snap after that, Washington State has 2 points on the board. It's Washington 20, Washington State 9 on the Washington IMG Sports Network. Washington 20, Washington State 9. We got there in a bit of an unconventional way. The Huskies with a touchdown pass from not Jake Browning, but from Aaron Fuller to Hunter Bryant to put six on the board to make it 20-7. And then the PAT was blocked. The first missed extra point this season by Peyton Henry. It was picked up by Hunter Dale, and he takes it the distance for the safety to make it 20-9.
Strange sequence.
Yeah, very strange sequence, as we are at the 111th Boeing Apple Cup, a snowy Apple Cup at that, and Boeing is proud to sponsor the Boeing Apple Cup Series, featuring men's and women's matchups between Husky and Cougar sports teams throughout the year. Today, thousands of UW grads work at Boeing, where they can take their competitive spirit to the next level and keep on playing with a winning team. Thank you, Boeing, and go Dogs. Peyton Henry puts the ball on the tee at the 35-yard line, approaches it from right to left, an end-over-end kick, a short kick. Harris comes up and fields at the 17. Up the right sideline, he gets hard hit by Keith Taylor. I thought that was Keith Taylor.
Dominic
up
Hampton,
the,
I think.
Oh, Dominic Hampton, 21, not 27. So Dominic Hampton knocks him out of bounds at the 27. And Washington State will start a new series.
Yeah, that's certainly that directional kind of pooch kick there, a result of the last time the Huskies kicked off the long return. We're going to let that happen again. Good adjustment.
Market. Good spot. The market at the 30 for Washington State. They've got a 2x2 set on first down. Minshew to pass, throws over the middle to Williams. Williams weaves his way through the defense. He gets chased out from behind, actually, by Greg Gaines. Also hit by Keith Taylor and Brandon Wellington for a gain of 6 on the play. Brings up second down and 4.
A little play fake, I think designed to throw that check down over the ball after the fake.
Huskies lead by 11 in this Pac-12 North Division Championship game. Winner plays Utah next Friday for the conference crown. Snap to Minshew, throws it out in the flat, way too low for Williams. Never had a shot at it. He skipped it to him. It's going to be 3rd and 4.
That ball came out funny right there. He's been pretty accurate on these swing routes this evening in the weather. That throw, not even close.
Minshew, 18 for 24, 103 yards, and the one interception picked off by Byron Murphy. Both teams have turned the ball over twice in this crazy winter weather we're having here in Pullman. 2x2 set and a shotgun formation on 3rd and 4. Snap to Minshew. Throws out to the left. Caught for a first down by Tay Martin, I believe, his first catch of the game. Tay Martin, 62 receptions, 637 yards, 8 touchdowns this year. He just had his first reception of the ballgame.
Yeah, a little slant route. Again, sometimes this weather, it's easier for the offense on routes like that. Jordan Miller just could not break on the football with the footing. All alone, easy conversion for the Cougs.
So Cougs have the football at the 41-yard line after a gain of 5 and a first down. Empty backfield for Minshew. Sees in a shotgun, takes a snap, calls his own number, runs right up the middle and plows right over Brandon Wellington up to the 47-yard line, a gain of 6 on the run.
As empty formation designed quarterback draw. Good tackle by Wellington.
Well, the snow had lightened up a bit at halftime, but
it's picked back up.
It sure has picked back up. as it looks like we're going to be right where we left off before, not able to see the yard lines here in a matter of a couple of moments. They had snow plows on the field at halftime to clear the field of play. Second down and four. Snapped to Minshew. Back to pass. Cool in the pocket. Gets chased down by Gray Gaines. That's going to be
that
intentional grounding.
Grounding
as Gray Gaines wrestled him to the ground for his ninth career sack. Gray Gaines just gobbled up Gardner Minshew.
Offense number 16. Lost it down at the spot of the foul. Third down.
And that's where the Huskies have been so good in this rivalry matchup with all the success the last few years. With the sacks and the pressure and Gray Gaines and Vita Vea in the pass. But what a play by Gaines to keep fighting through that Cougar offensive line. Doesn't get the sack, but just as well, intentional grounding.
Yep.
Third and really long for the Cougs.
You got to get 16 yards to move the chains there at their own 35-yard line right now. Got to get to the 49 of Washington. Huskies lead 20-9. Early third quarter here in Pullman. Trip set to the left. Gardner Minshew has a shotgun snap. He's back to pass at the 25-yard line. He'll check down to Borgie. Borgie up the left sideline. Gets past Elijah Molden. Will not get past Jordan Miller as Jordan Miller sends him to the ground at the 45-yard line. Well shy of the first down. But we've seen Washington State go for it in crazier situations. They will send on the kicking team, though, as Oscar Dragicevich will try to punt it away.
Oh, huge play by Greg Gaines on that second and long. Well, actually second and short. Force third and long. Winning situation. It's Husky defense.
Aaron Fuller is back to return this punt. Snow is really falling hard here in Pullman. Dragicevich puts his foot into it. And Aaron Fuller's chased backwards to the 13. And he goes down immediately upon fielding the punt. Huskies will have the ball at the 12-yard line when we pick up our play here in a moment. It was a big opening drive touchdown at the start of the third quarter for the Huskies as they went the length of the field and found Paydirt for six. But the PAT block and the safety by Washington State taking it back the distance for two makes it 20-9. Washington leads Washington State. This is the Boeing Apple Cup on the Washington IMG Sports Network. 10:03 to go in the third quarter. Washington 20, Washington State 9. If you've been able to catch any of this on TV at all, we're hearing that it looks like you can actually see the yard lines on TV. That's because of the magic graphics that they have. You can't see the yard lines here in Pullman. They are sending people out with shovels comparable to maybe an ice crew at an NHL game where they go up and they scoop off the ice. They send them to go scoop off every 5-yard line so we can see those temporarily. But Washington 20, Washington State 9, and the Husky offense back on the field. Other than taking a knee at the end of the first half, the Huskies have scored touchdowns on their last three drives. Washington has not punted tonight as they have an I formation on the first drive. On this drive, they'll pitch left side. Gaskin tries to get to the edge. Ooh, gets hit hard and buried after a gain of one to the 13-yard line. Huskies started at the 12. It's their worst field position of the day. Dylan Sherman comes over from a linebacker spot to make the tackle, and it brings up second down and 9. And now these big flakes start falling from the sky, and this will make the field of play even slipperier as we go down to Elise.
You guys, these flakes are the size of silver dollars right now.
Yeah.
They are huge.
Trip set to the right. Sean McGrew, Drew Sample, Aaron Fuller. Snap to Browning. He'll throw a screen to the left. Andre Bocelli has a hole. 15, 20. Up the left sideline. Out of the grasp of the defender. 40. Left sideline. 50 and out of bounds. Andre Bocelli. They'll mark him out back at the 45-yard line of Washington. But 32 yards for Andre Bocelli, and the Dogs are in business again.
Well, Jake really sold that with a slight little rollout to his right. He's pivoted, threw back across the grain to Bocelli. A great blocking downfield. And a huge chunk play once again in the passing game to change the field position here on this drive.
We've seen that the Huskies really are the more explosive offense between these two. Washington State has all the yards all season long, but the big 20-yard plus plays have gone to the Dogs in this one so far. Jordan Chin and Andre Bocelli are wide left. Both tight ends aligned to the left. From the left hash mark, a bunch formation. Snap to Browning, handoff Gaskin. Big hole in the middle. Gaskin across midfield. Gaskin down to the 47-yard line. Yeah, he's almost to the first down line again, but there is a flag in the backfield.
The spot of the foul. Replay first down.
Got a holding call. Not sure who that's on.
Yeah, hard to hear. Hard to see the flag.
Right.
What a crazy game here in Pullman that the Huskies lead 20-9 with 8:32 to go in the third quarter. Fans are braving it out, toughing it out, it looks like. Although I can't see the opposite stands from where we're at right now on the press box, so I really don't know how many people are on that side of the field. I formation. Split wide out. Snap to Browning. Pitch it left side. Gaskin gets a nice block out front from Kate Otten. Gaskin up the left sideline. Maneuvers his way. Where? That's a bad spot if they mark him down.
No, he got it right.
They got it at the 44-yard line. A gain of about 5 on the play. Brings up second down and 12. Jalen Thompson made the tackle.
You can see how tough the footing is even for Miles Gaskin right there. Normally sees that hole, then bam, he's downhill in a hurry. Doing all he can to keep his balance.
Gaskin checks out. Savon Ahmed on the left hip of Jake Browning is the lone running back in the backfield. 2x2 set. Now Ahmed goes wide in motion. They'll run another screen to Bocelli. And this time he fumbles the football. Nick Harris was there to fall on it. Jeez. It looked like Nick Harris struggled to get the block that was going to spring Bocelli loose. But Harris was where he needed to be. He jumped on the fumble. And it brings up third down for the Huskies.
Just a block away. If Nick Harris could have blocked, that was Peyton Palluer. Andre Bocellia might have broke free again.
Huskies have it at their own 40-yard line in a thick, heavy snow in Pullman.
4 for 4 on third down tonight. Can they convert another third and long?
Yeah, Washington has not punted yet in this ballgame, leading Washington State 20-9. Snap to Browning in a shotgun, drops back to pass, steps up in the pocket. He's in trouble. He lost the football, a fumble that Washington State has a chance at. But now it's still squirting loose, and they'll give it to the Cougs. Washington State jumps on the football at the 22-yard line. Third turnover of the day for the Huskies. Second one for Jake Browning.
Well, this is just a play. Jake's got to see. They bring the blitz. They bring 7 guys. Okay, you got to get it out, bud. You can't scramble around in there.
Dylan Sherman jumped on the football as it popped loose a couple of different times as people tried to pounce on it, and Willie Taylor was the one that knocked it loose from Jake Browning. And now the Cougs again, they're set up in position. They've got the ball at the 22-yard line of Washington. Let's see what this Husky defense can do, leading 20-9 with 6:52 left. And I think we are going to go to a timeout now. Timeout on the field, 6:52 to go, third quarter. Washington 20, Washington State 9 on the Washington IMG Sports Network. Husky athletes get the very best care at UW Medicine, the same expert care everybody can get at over 270 clinics throughout the region. UW Medicine, because dogs care. Learn more at uwmedicine.org/dogscare. Third turnover of the game by the Huskies sets Washington State up with the football at the 23-yard line of Washington. Cougs have dominated the field position battle today. Their average starting field position is their own 43. For the Huskies, it's their own 24. And yet Washington leads 20-9. Let's see if the Husky defense can stand tall after the third turnover of the ballgame. Gardner Minshew in a shotgun. Takes a snap. Hand off Borgie. Up the middle. Gets around the first line of defense. And boy, he gets buried by Joe Tryon, who hit him hard to finish off the play after a gain of 1.
Well, you can see these running backs. They're just tiptoeing around. They can't stick their foot in the ground and come downhill. Footing playing a big part of this game.
Second tackle of the game for Joe Tryon, but he's been in and around the plays often tonight. His career high is 4 tackles against Colorado. Second down and 9 for the Cougs. Gardner Minshew in a shotgun takes a snap. Back to pass. Minshew throws over the middle, caught by Winston, running right to left. Winston gets past Elijah Molden, up to Jordan Miller, past the first down marker. And the Cougs have first and 10 at the 11-yard line.
And this is their shallow cross route. This is a busted coverage by the Husky defense. Just all alone coming from the split end receiver across the field. Gotta have better awareness in space, the linebackers. Ben Burke-Irvin just dropping too deep, too soft.
Minshew in a shotgun again. He's 20 for 26 today, only 116 yards. Takes a snap, handoff, up the middle. Williams slips, and then hits the accelerator again to get inside the five, down to the one-yard line. It should be first and goal for the Cougs. So Elijah Molden and DJ Beavers saved the touchdown temporarily. He had bad footing at first, but regathered and picked up 10 on the play. They're going to say he's not quite to the first down marker. Second and inches inside the two. Minshew takes a snap, handoff Williams. Tries to run off right tackle, but Ben Burkervin would not let him into the end zone. He should have a first down inside the one, but man, a big tackle by Ben Burkervin moving laterally to make the stop.
Yeah, that will give them a first down. Nice tackle by Ben Burr.
20-9, Washington by 11, but three turnovers have hurt the Huskies so far tonight. Gardner Minshew in a shotgun set, 2x2. Handoff up the middle. Williams lowers his head, plows into the end zone. The ball's loose. Tevis Bartlett jumped on it. Are they giving it to the Huskies? They're saying touchdown, Washington State. He crossed the plane right before losing the football. Tevis Bartlett jumped on it in the end zone, but it goes as a touchdown for the Cougs.
Well, you can bet that this one's going to be reviewed. We could not see it from up here. This might have come out before he crossed that line. It's going to be close.
Oh, man. Talk about a big play in the ball game. These conditions are so difficult as we listen into referee Steven Strimling. No, he's running down to the video review. So it'll be a Barbasol video review as it's really tough to tell whether or not he got in.
And I tell you what, you can't even tell if he's what line is out there when that ball came out. He clearly fumbled that football.
Yeah. He definitely fumbles it, but the question is where.
And when. It's out and moving.
He might have been down, actually, too. So it's hard to tell. This is where the call on the field is really critical.
The ruling of touchdown is confirmed.
Wow, how that missed PAT and two-point conversion could just play spoiler here tonight.
And they confirmed the call. They didn't uphold it. So now Washington State will go for two to try to make it a three-point game. That block PAT could be costly. We'll see if Washington State's able to convert this and get it down to a field goal margin. 20-15 at the moment. Two-point conversion coming. Gardner Minshew in a shotgun. 2x2 set. Williams alone back in the backfield on his left hip. Man in motion. Snap to Minshew. Minshew looks to throw on the two-point play. Rolls out to the right. Big chase by Tryon. Throws back in the end zone. It's caught out of the end zone. Incomplete. Did not get it. And the Husky D stands tall as Byron Murphy was there on coverage and made sure he could not come down inbounds in the back of the end zone with the football.
Good job by the secondary there. Clearly out of bounds. Byron Murphy.
Great coverage. Brings us to a timeout. Washington 20, Washington State 15. Wow. Crazy day in Pullman. Lots of snow here with 4:44 to go on the Washington IMG Sports Network. Washington 20, Washington State 15, 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Washington IMG Sports Network. Let's go down to Elise.
Well, guys, this whole field just covered in white in the last PAT attempt by the Cougars, actually the two-point conversion after the touchdown. It's hard to tell because the inline after the red end zone is all white. Everything is white right now, but ruled incomplete.
Kickoff back to Sean McGrew, goes over his head and out of bounds. And the Huskies will have it at the 25-yard line. But, yeah, Elise, I mean, these conditions are really, really becoming something interesting. And we talked about the explosive plays. Damon, how about this? Washington's average completion for 22.3 yards. Yeah. Washington State's is averaging 6 yards. But the great equalizer in this game, special teams and turnovers, have the Cougs within 5 points.
Yeah, no question. And Elise, it really looks like the wind has picked up here in the last 5-10 minutes, looking at the flags and kind of the swirl of the snow. The Huskies going into the wind on this drive?
To tell you the truth, the wind is not the factor here. It is that moisture and the slush on the turf where the guys can't get the footing. It's just breezy, not windy.
Snap to Browning. Play action on first down. He'll throw out to Cade Otten, who makes the catch, but then gets chopped down. Great pursuit on the play by Hunter Dale. He was the guy that took the PAT, the block PAT, back for the 2 points. And he snuffed out Cade Otten for a loss of two on the play. It'll be second down and 12 at the 23-yard line. Two wide left, one wide right. Jordan Chin on the far side of the field. Huskies going from right to left in the snow here in Pullman. Miles Gaskin on the left hip of Jake Browning, who takes a shotgun snap. He's back to pass, has time, throws out near side, skips it to Andre Bocelli, incomplete, third down.
Yeah, long throw that time all the way across the field. Bocelli on a little hitch route, just couldn't get it there in the elements.
All right, last time we had third and really long, Huskies picked up 64 yards. Let's see what they do on this stretch at 59 yards to Hunter Bryant. Let's see what they do on third and 12 here. Huskies today 4 for 5 on third down. Three wide to the left, two wide to the right. Snap to Browning. He'll throw a screen to Bocelli. Makes the catch, gets a wall of blockers ahead of him, but not a first down. He gets up to the 31-yard line. Still 4 yards shy. Jihad Woods probably saved the first down by coming over and making the play.
Well, that play had a chance right there. Good blocking downfield to shoestring tackle. Bocelli would have had a first down. We'll have to punt it away for the first time here tonight.
Yeah, Joel Whitford comes on. He averages 42 yards per boot on the season. His long is 59. Let's see what he does here as Washington State sends back Kyle Sweet, who averages 7.2 a return. Rugby style kick from Whitford, end over end, and it's going to bounce and roll and roll. The Huskies will pin Washington State back to the 21-yard line. That's where the Cougs will have it, Elise.
And guys, yeah, Damon, we were talking about the wind. A big gust just blew through, and so instead of the snow coming down, it was going sideways right into the face of Whitford. He stumbled a little bit. Didn't he have good footing on his plant to pump that away, and then it went into the wind, but getting a good roll.
Yeah, 48 yards, Elise, on the punt, as that wind is whipping right now across the field from left to right. It is at Washington State's back. You can see all 13 stripes on Old Glory as the Cougs have the ball at the 21-yard line with Washington leading 20-15. 5-point game here in the third quarter at the Boeing Apple Cup. Minshew in a shotgun with trips to the left. Takes a snap. Minshew has time, throws over the middle. It's caught by Tay Martin, who gets ripped down right away by DJ Beavers. Great pursuit by Beavers, playing just his third game of the season, Damon, after he missed 9 with the Achilles injury.
Yeah, and there's their little shallow cross. They ran earlier down in the red zone. Huskies, nice adjustment. Linebackers a little bit tighter, able to eat it up. Just a 3-yard gain.
Brings up second down and about 6. They've got it at the 25-yard line. Trips to the left again. Snap to Minshew. In trouble. Throws over the middle. Intercepted. Ben Burkervin again. Burkervin, the best defensive player in college football, eats up the interception after Levi Onwuzurike pressured Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah, great play by Ben Burr, but Levi Onwuzurike is the one who makes this play with the pressure on Gardner. A little twist in his lap. Gardner trying to throw it away. Just can't do it. Ben Burr right there, right place, right time, as he always is, for the huge interception.
His second pick of the year, his fourth interception of his career, and his second in the Apple Cup, Elise. He had one last year against Washington State.
Yeah, reading it beautifully. And then in these elements, you see a lot of times defenders, they don't have good hands. BBK secured that one. What a huge turn.
I formation for the Huskies, starting inside the Washington State 30-yard line. Snap to Browning, handoff. Gaskin has a hole. Gaskin gets down to the 20-yard line, but before he's taken to the ground, a gain of 8 on the play. Brings up second down and 2. Oh, we got another flag on the field.
Penalty. First down.
It was a holding penalty.
God, these penalties.
Did not see it.
Killing the dogs. Let's
see if on the replay we can figure out what happened. Maybe Trey Adams, well after the play had kind of gone away from that area, Trey Adams did kind of hook one of the Cougs down there. So now the wind is really whipping around. The snow is blowing, a driving snow here in Pullman on a white playing surface. Browning in a shotgun. On first down, they'll hand off Gaskin again. Gaskin dances right side, tries to get out of the grasp of a defender, but can't. Hunter Dale makes the stop. It brings up second down and long for the Huskies, leading 20-15 late in the third quarter here in snowy Pullman.
Yeah, Miles just not able to cut like he normally does on a dry surface. But wow, this wind is really picking up. Snow circling. That'll be right in Jake Browning's face.
I think we're at the 37-yard line. We've got to get down to about the 18 for a first down. Second and 19. Snap to Browning, handoff once again. Gaskin, he just goes straight forward, runs into a linebacker. Skylar Thomas comes up from the safety position to make the play. Got up to the 35-yard line, brings up third down and 16 to go.
It's probably four down territory, obviously, here. But again, it's pretty hard to throw the football, I think, into this wind. Look for a screen play. Hunter Bryant in there, maybe.
Yeah, the wind has really whipped up as Sean McGrew's the lone back in the backfield. Bryant and Fuller are off to the right. Snap to Browning, throws out left, and incomplete. Just an errant pass intended for Ty Jones. They just couldn't hook up. It was a little wide to the left. And it's going to bring up fourth and 16 at the 35-yard line. Is this maybe a situation where Jake Browning punts the football?
Yep, potentially.
He's done it 12 times in his career, averages 35 yards a boot. He's in a shotgun right now on fourth and 16. And Browning is going to back up and kick this away. There's a left-footed boot from Browning. He's going to pin it down. No, it went too far. Wow. Into the end zone and a touchback for Washington State. The Cougs will have the ball at the 20-yard line with 53 seconds left in the third quarter. Washington leads 20-15.
It just hurts. The turnover, you're driving, holding call on first down, backs you up. Absolutely critical.
Miles Gaskin had a harder time getting going here in the second half. He had 14 carries for 64 yards in the first half. His five carries for 11 yards in the second half. Still a strong day for Gaskin on the ground. 19 touches, 75 yards, and two scores to give him nine touchdowns in his career against the Cougs. Let's see what this Husky defense can do. On first and 10, 20-yard line, Washington State has the football. Snap to Minshew, handoff Williams. He has a hole in the middle, 30, 35, and he gets hit hard by JoJo McIntosh at the 37-yard line, but he rips off 17, and the Cougs have a first down.
Yeah, it's their longest run of the night, right up the middle into a twist. No one there. Sure what happened to the linebackers. Ben Burkervin got washed up. DJ Beavers over pursued. A huge gain for the Cougs.
37-yard line. 2x2 set. Snap to Minshew. They'll run it again with Williams. Williams is going to get wrapped up this time. There are four Huskies over there. Ryan Bowman, Ben Burkervin, the first two on the scene to make sure he doesn't get anything. Second down, and they'll give him forward progress for a yard. Up to the 38-yard line. Second and nine. We got 9 seconds left in the quarter. Let's see if the Cougs snap it. They are set with the Huskies leading by five. Minshew wants the football, and they'll just let the quarter expire. So to the fourth quarter we go at the 2018 Boeing Apple Cup. Washington 20, Washington State 15. 15 minutes on the clock to decide a Pac-12 North Championship in the driving snow in Pullman, Washington on the Washington IMG Sports Network. The Emerald Queen Casino presents Coolin' the Gang for a special performance on January 26th. Get your tickets today and come celebrate with Grammy Award winners Coolin' the Gang, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. To the fourth quarter we go at the Boeing Apple Cup, Washington 20, Washington State 15. Mistakes, really the only reason this game is close, Damon. The Huskies have three turnovers tonight. They have a significantly more penalty yardage than Washington State, which is the worst penalty team in the Pac-12.
Yeah, it just unfortunate, just bad timing penalties. You know, you're going right in there to score, you're striking distance, and holding penalty makes it first and 20, backs you up. We've had a couple procedure penalties, and every yard is so critical in a game like this with these conditions.
Well, this will be the deciding quarter to see who wins the Pac-12 North Championship this year. Winner of this game goes to the Pac-12 Championship game in Santa Clara next week against Utah. And here we start the fourth quarter. Mike Leach has led 13 fourth quarter comebacks in his 7 years at Washington State. There have been two this year with 28-24 win against Utah. 41-38 comeback win at Stanford. Cougs have rallied in this quarter all year long, but this is also one of the best quarters for the Husky defense, allowing 50 points in the fourth frame all season long, where Washington State normally scores 144. So this is the decisive period of football, the decisive 15 minutes on the 2018 campaign. Who will win the 2018 Boeing Apple Cup? Today's game also brought to you by the new Pac-12 Now app. Set your team, set your sports, set your alerts. Pac-12 Now, download today. Husky defense has done a really good job against these Cougs, holding them to just 207 yards on the ball game so far. Forced three turnovers. Ben Burkervin's come up with two of them. 2x2 set, Gardner Minshew in a shotgun. Takes a shotgun snap, throws near side. Tay Martin weaves through the defense before he's dragged down by Tevis Bartlett on the play.
Again, Keith Taylor missed tackle that time. Little pump fake, one to throw, go down the sideline. Good coverage by the Dogs, threw it out to his outlet.
43-yard line. Sorry, really hard to see the yard lines here in the snow in Pullman. I think we're at the 43 with Washington State. Third and four upcoming. Gardner Minshew in a shotgun. He's got Williams on his right hip. Another 2x2 set. Joe Tryon, Greg Gaines, down lineman for the Huskies. Snap to Minshew. Huskies bring a little pressure. Minshew stays in the pocket, throws right side. Is that intercepted by the Huskies? I think it is. Who's got it? Elijah Molden. Best hands in the room. Back in the spring, Elijah Molden, the sophomore from Oregon, comes up with the fourth Husky turnover of the day.
Well, throwing late over the middle, never a good thing for a quarterback. Minshew, again, this is their mesh play. They run these crossing routes, and the guys sit there after they cross. Now, we will get a review of this. If he did catch it, we can't see anything from up here. But errant throw late over the middle by Minshew.
And the officials have decided to go to the monitor again for another Barbasol video review. But, wow, Elijah Molden.
And this one's going to be ruled incomplete. But it still will be fourth down.
Oh.
And a tough decision.
He tried to cradle it as it went through his arms. He tried to cradle it with his knees and his chest. But, yes, it does touch the turf. It will be ruled incomplete. Minshew had only seven interceptions coming into the game. Huskies already have picked off two passes today and very nearly a third. You look at their one of the things that Washington State's best at is their interception rate. Only 1.35% of their passes are interceptions. That's 12th in the country. That's pretty impressive considering they threw the ball 600 times coming into the game.
It's been determined that the ball went through the receiver's hand, hit the ground, therefore incomplete. It will be fourth down.
If you're Mike Leach, do you go for this?
No. But I'm not the pirate.
They go a lot on fourth downs. They're 13th in the country in fourth down conversion percentage. 69.6%. But they will trot on Oscar Dragicevic to punt it away. Again, trying to find the yard line exactly. It looks like the 44. And we'll have 4th and 3. And you do have to beware of a little trickery here, but the wind is really driving from left to right. Washington State will be punting from right to left. So
Huskies will have their wind at their back here in the fourth quarter.
For the whole fourth quarter. That's right. Aaron Fuller is back to return this. He's waiting at about the 18-yard line. Cougs to punt it away. Washington leads 20-15. Good snap. And he'll boot it up into that wind. And Aaron Fuller retreats to call for a fair catch at the 11. So again, not great field position for the Huskies. They have really struggled in that department throughout the game. Washington's offense will come out onto the field nursing a 5-point lead. You would love a nice long drive pounded away on the ground with Miles Gaskin.
Yeah, but it's just so hard with his footing.
Yep.
You know, he can't just plant that foot and drive downhill like he normally does.
Two tight ends off to the left, one to the right. The lone receiver off to the left is Aaron Fuller. Miles Gaskin is lined up behind Jake Browning, who's under center on first down. Hand off Gaskin. Gaskin has daylight off to the left-hand side. 15, angles out of bounds, 20-yard line. Miles Gaskin did a great job of getting off that sealed block and picking up 9 yards.
There we go. There's some nice production on first down. You see that speed. He was able to get in the open field. A nice run there.
Aaron Fuller and Hunter Bryant check out of the ball game. Alex Cook onto the field for this play. Huskies with their three tight end package, 86, 87, 88, all out there. It'll be an I formation with Cade Otten as the fullback ahead of Miles Gaskin. Browning under center, 20-yard line, handoff Gaskin again, has a hole, closes in a hurry. Sent to the ground at the 20-yard line. I don't think they're going to give him forward progress for anything. It'll be 3rd and 1. Will Rogers off the defensive line made the tackle.
It's a big third down. The quarterback sneak has been pretty good in these situations all year. Just get that big push by Nick Harris, Jackson Kirkland. Let's see what the Huskies do here.
Huskies were 4 for their first 5 third downs. They're 0 for their last 2. We got a big 3rd and 1 upcoming. I formation. Snap to Browning. They'll just hand Gaskin again. Left side. Gaskin has a hole. Gaskin into the open field across the 50. Miles Gaskin inside the 20-yard line. Left sideline. Miles Gaskin is ripped down at the pylon. Two arms up. Touchdown, Washington. 80 yards. Miles Gaskin to the house.
Oh, that is awesome. You keep pounding away and pounding away and pounding away. And finally, the C part's wide open. Miles Gaskin's going to find it. You see that speed in the open field. What a big-time play by a big-time player in the biggest moment of the season. Miles Gaskin delivers.
His 10th touchdown against the Cougs, and on that play becomes the 10th player in college football history to have 4 1,000-yard seasons, the first in Pac-12 history. Elise Woodward, Miles Gaskin is the man.
You guys, the celebration afterwards, too. This bench absolutely erupted. The entire stadium minus the end zone, this purple and gold, silent. Who said they needed a long drive? Was that you guys?
I guess not. 26-15, Huskies lead by 11, and they're going to go for 2. Snap to Browning, handoff Ahmed. Ahmed runs right up the middle and into the end zone for a 2-point conversion. So the Huskies get the missed PAT back, and Washington leads 28-15 over Washington State on an 80-yard touchdown run by Miles Gaskin, the longest offensive play of the season for the Washington Huskies.
Awesome, right there. The Cougs offsides, didn't have enough players on the field trying to run one on late. that could cost them. 2 points are huge in a field position game like this here in these elements.
Let's go back down to Elise.
Well, you guys, this Husky offensive line coming off the field, they need so much credit. When it's third and one and you're in your own territory in a rivalry game like this, and to open up the hole that Myles Gaskin had to go to the house, and then on the other end to go for the two-point conversion and again push the Cougar defensive line out of the way and let Ahmed get in. Credit goes to those guys, and they are fired up coming off the field. That was some big boy football.
And so many times you see that on third and shorts when defenses just sell out to stop, you know, the 1 yard gain that they need for the first down and the C parts. And God, what a great play by the Dolphins.
All right, timeout on the field. 80-yard touchdown run by Myles Gaskin brings us to a 28-15 lead for the Huskies here in the fourth quarter on the Washington IMG Sports Network. Myles Gaskin's 80-yard touchdown run is the third longest touchdown run in Apple Cup history for the Dogs. The Huskies take a 28-15 lead over Washington State. Myles Gaskin, 164 yards on the ground and three touchdowns. The most rushing yards by a Husky this season as the Dogs kick it away. And it's taken up the right sideline at the 10, shuffling his feet in the snow, trying to move north and south, but hit hard at the 21. That's where Washington State will start its next drive. That's Keith Harrington.
That hit all the way up here. A few freshmen in there.
Yeah. Huskies are hitting hard all season long. Came into the game leading the nation in fumbles forced. Ironically, in all the turnovers we've had tonight, they haven't had any forced fumbles in this ball game. Just a couple of drops by Washington State. Cougs have the football at their own 21. Snapped to Minshew in a shotgun. Drops back to pass. He'll check down to Borgie. Borgie gets out of the grasp first of Keith Taylor, who's slow to get up, and then finally driven down to the ground by Brandon Wellington of the 27-yard line. Gain of six. Brings up second down and four.
Yeah, one of the little wheel route. Borgie again the outlet. Huskies been taking everything away downfield with their coverage.
2x2 set. Shotgun formation. Minshew will bring Sweet in motion from right to left. Snap to Minshew. Drops back to pass. Throws incomplete. Intended for Jackson. Went right through the five hole on him as he just couldn't catch that wet, slick ball here in a driving snowstorm in Pullman, Washington. Huskies leading 28-15.
Yeah, but that ball was low and sliding away and just not an accurate pass. Big third down.
Washington State just 3 for 11 on third down today. Husky defense has been phenomenal getting off the field on third down. Washington outgaining Washington State 411-218 today. 13-point lead for the Dogs here in the fourth quarter. Snap to Minshew. Back to pass. Throws. Caught by Jackson. Got a first down.
I saw that coming. I think Taylor Rapp knew that was coming, too. I'm not sure why playing outside leverage third down there. Played inside. Make him throw it to the boundary. That's just too easy right there on the slant route.
Guessing on the yard line, I think 34 right now. Yep, 34-yard line. First down, a gain of seven on the play. Trips to the right, one wide to the left. Gardner Minshew out of the shotgun, left hash mark. Huskies lead 28-15. They'll run the ball up the middle with Williams. Williams spins out of the grasp of a couple of Huskies before Elijah Molden brings him to the ground at the 45-yard line. 11 more yards for Washington State. And it looks like Ben Burkervin is injured. He's laying on his back in the snow right now and slow to get up.
And this could be costly. DJ Beavers right there. Actually, Brandon Wellington overran that play. Boy, Ben Burkervin, the heart and soul of this Husky defense.
JoJo McIntosh, Brandon Wellington, Kyler Manu, and Joe Tryon huddled around the senior captain leader, Ben Burkervin.
10 tackles tonight, Ben Burr has.
Leads the nation, or second in the nation in tackles per game.
The interception earlier. It's one of those.
Still laying down. Yeah. He's still laying down on his back, Damon.
Now getting up. Good sign. Walking off on his own. Could have been the wind knocked out of him.
Yep. Boy, he's tough. Let's go down to Elise.
Well, guys, it looked like on that play he got tangled up maybe with Bowman. They were both slow to get up. And then Ben kind of tried to get up, and then he just sat back down and then laid down on his back. So, yes, you hope it's the wind knocked out of him. You certainly don't hope it's some kind of a shot where he's going to go in concussion protocol. But
oh, geez. It was friendly fire. It was head-to-head. Mm. Oh, geez.
Try to keep you up to date. Washington State has the football, handoff off left tackle. Williams runs right into Keith Taylor. Great job by the corner, who gets helped out by Jordan Miller. A gain of maybe one on the play. Up to the 47-yard line, brings up second and nine. Huskies are happy to let this clock continue to tick with 10:49 to go in the fourth quarter. Washington 28, Washington State 15.
And look who's right back in there, number 25.
Of course. He's out there at linebacker with Brandon Wellington. We've seen a lot of Wellington today. Joe Tryon, Greg Gaines, Tevis Bartlett, the down lineman. Snapped to Minshew. Minshew in the pocket. Being pressured and dropped to the ground by Joe Tryon. His first career sack. Joe Tryon sends Minshew to the ground in the Apple Cup. And it's third and long for the Cougs.
Yeah, it was the interior pressure, though. Not sure if that was Levi or Greg Gaines. Forced Minshew on the move right into the hands of Joe Tryon. You get to the quarterback rushing three, you're going to win every time.
43-yard line, third and 13 for the Cougs. And they're standing over the ball right now. Okay, finally it's set with 9:52 to go. Washington by 13 points. Minshew in a shotgun, third and 13. Play action. Minshew wants to throw on third down. Minshew has a pocket. He'll check down to Williams. Williams slips and falls. It's caught, but only a gain of three on the play. Fourth and 10 upcoming as Byron Murphy and Elijah Molden were in the ballpark.
Fourth and 10, 9:20 and counting. Would the Pirate go for it?
They almost have to, right? In a two-touchdown game.
Well, you got three timeouts.
And the wind against you.
That's a tough call here.
Try to punt that thing? I don't know.
I think you have to punt it.
They're going to punt. Odds. They send out the kicking team, and Oscar Dragicevic is lined up and ready to boot it away. And don't take any chances here fielding this punt if it's not obvious that you can haul it in. And now a flag flies from behind the defense.
5-yard penalty. Remains fourth down.
Delay a game. Took too long to decide. So it'll be 4th and 15 from the 41 now, with Washington leading 28-15 over Washington State. What a game for Miles Gaskin. 164 yards, 3 touchdowns. And would not be surprised to see number 9 get more touches down the stretch here as the Huskies try to hold on to a 13-point fourth-quarter lead. Dragicevic gets a good foot into it. Aaron Fuller calls for a fair catch. Fuller hauls it in at the 16-yard line. Huskies backed up with bad field position once again, but gives them an opportunity to put some first downs together as Washington leads by 13 and 8:47 left on the fourth-quarter clock.
And the snow is picked up again. Fortunately, the wind at the Huskies' back here.
All right, we will step aside. Washington by 13, 28-15 over Washington State. This is the Washington IMG Sports Network. Enormous snowflakes falling in Pullman as the field is completely covered in white. The Huskies lead 28-15 here in the fourth quarter with 8:47 to go, Elise.
Well, guys, Chris Peterson has his purple Husky hat on, and on the brim, there's about an inch of snow. And it's just, this is just absolutely insane weather here in the Apple Cup. We always say that this game always, there's something weird that happens. And this weather is definitely out of the norm.
Well, doing my homework on this series, I watched lots of video on a lot of historical games. And, you know, from what I saw, 1992 weather-wise was pretty crazy. But this looks worse from what I saw on video. This is pretty intense as the Huskies have the football at their own 16. They'll run Miles Gaskin again. He plunges forward up to the 19-yard line. A gain of three on the play. Peyton Pelour there on the stop. Miles Gaskin, 167 yards and 3 touchdowns today. He's working on a career high, which is 202 at Colorado last year. He had 4 touchdowns and a buck 92 in last season's Apple Cup. But Miles Gaskin has just been an absolute beast tonight, and his 80-yard touchdown run could be remembered forever as the one that springs this team into the Pac-12 championship game if the Dogs can hold on here in the fourth quarter. Three tight ends in the ball game. Savon Ahmed, the lone back on second down. They'll pound Ahmed. Ahmed has speed to the outside. Ahmed gets to the edge. Ahmed up the left sideline has a first down from the 19 to, I think, about the 33. I'm guessing 14 yards on the play.
Oh, great run. You see that movement right there. He gets to the edge. You see that speed in the open field. That's a huge first down. Ball security, chewing up the clock. So important right now.
34-yard line, I think. Who knows? As they will set the ball. And here we go with 7:30 to go. Ahmed, the lone back in the backfield. Snap to Browning, handoff Ahmed. Ahmed again behind tackler, spins out of the grasp of one Coug up to the 40-yard line. Marcus Strong there on the stop, but a gain of 7 for Savon Ahmed.
Yeah, I love these yards between the tackles. 4-minute offense right now. Just exerting your will on an opponent who's feeling it.
The 111th Boeing Apple Cup here in the fourth quarter, under 7 minutes to go. This crowd at Martin Stadium still believes that there's a chance. They've come back in the fourth quarter at Utah, at home against Utah, and on the road against Stanford. But right now, the Huskies just dominating the line of scrimmage and controlling the clock. Handoff Browning. Gives it to Ahmed up to the 45 and a first down for the Dogs. Peyton Pelor makes the tackle again, but the Huskies are just getting the push they need up front to continue to march down the field.
Yeah, they're running the same play, just power over the left side, that time over the right. You're right, just the push up front, the big boys, the size advantage. You know, as good as this defensive line is for the Cougs, you know, they are undersized. The size deficiency everywhere. Starting to show up here late in the fourth quarter.
45-yard line. Washington has it 55 yards away from pay dirt, leading 28-15 against Washington State. There's 9 in the box. Snap to Browning, handoff Gaskin. Gaskin sneaks under one defender to get up to the 46-yard line. A gain of 1 on the play. Jahad Woods makes the tackle, brings up second down and 9. The Dogs with 6 minutes left in the contest. Just trying to eat up some clock and get to next Friday's Pac-12 championship game against Utah.
Taking their time, using up this clock. The Cougars do have 3 timeouts. We've got to start thinking about them here pretty soon.
Jake Browning, 11 for 14, 207 yards. What a day from Jake. I formation. Jacob Kaiser, the fullback, handoff Gaskin. Gaskin gets close to midfield, pushed back around the 48-yard line. Gain of maybe 2 on the play, brings up 3rd down and 7. The snow is coming down with as large as snowflakes and swirling as heavily as we've seen all day long.
Remember those little balls you had at Christmas that sit on the fireplace and you'd shake them up? And
yeah, snow globe.
This is a snow globe. Yeah. This is crazy.
It is an absolute snow globe as Washington State calls the first of its 3 timeouts. And we'll step aside as well. 5:05 left in the ballgame. Washington 28, Washington State 15 on the Washington IMG Sports Network. Down the stretch at the Boeing Apple Cup, the 111th edition. This rivalry goes back to 1900 and nothing. And Washington with a 28-15 lead over Washington State with 5:05 left on the clock. It has snowed so hard at times here in Pullman tonight, and I'd say right now it's is chief among them is probably the time where the snow globe has been recently shaken, Damon.
It's crazy. We're probably not getting out of here tonight, Elise. What do you think?
Well, Maybe not. But I think if they can hold on to this lead, I don't think anybody really cares, right? I mean, all I know is that the wind is picking up again and swirling. It's coming right onto the Husky sidelines' faces. And, I mean, you guys, this is just a blustery, crazy conditions.
Third down and 7. Huskies have the ball at their own 48. Snap to Browning. They'll run it again. Ahmed gets outside. Ahmed speed to the edge across the 50, 45, first down 40. Savon Ahmed dragged out of bounds somewhere between the 35 and the 40, and the Dogs have another first down.
And that is just sheer speed right there. Patience, vision, find that green grass. Make Thompson miss in space.
But give him credit for running on this skating rink out there.
No question.
Savon Ahmed, with that speed to the edge, found a way to be able to keep his footing on a field that's just covered in snow. 4:40 left in the fourth quarter. The Huskies, after a gain of 15, have first and 10 at the 37-yard line. Three tight ends off to the right. Ahmed, the lone back in the backfield. Hand off Ahmed again. Waits for a hole to develop. Cuts upfield across the 30 down to the 29-yard line. Gain of 8 on the play. And the Huskies just keep trudging forward and getting closer and closer to the Pac-12 championship game.
I love the way he protected that football, too. He knew he was going to take a big hit from a couple defenders. Wrap that football up.
Marcus Strong slow to get up for Washington State. So he took his helmet off, and he's kind of crouched down on his front side as the Huskies huddle up with 4:12 left in the fourth quarter, leading 28-15. Let's talk a little bit about Trey Adams. He was, it's funny to say, he was forced into this game when Jared Hilbers went down with an injury, but Trey Adams had to play today, and other than a holding call, seems like he's done a pretty good job and helped spring some of these big runs for the Huskies. The 80-yard touchdown run for Miles Gaskin. Savon Ahmed is working on a career high. He's getting close. 7 carries, 65 yards. This Husky line has been great.
And a lot of these big runs over that left side with Trey Adams sealing that edge. Some of the big tight ends as well. But, and this drive here, just a statement drive. Right now, everybody in the house knows you're running the football. I want to chew up that clock, make them use their timeouts.
8 running plays. They've used up 4 minutes and 35 seconds on the clock.
There's nothing better than seeing these Cougar fans hitting the exits already.
And the snow continues to fall hard enough that it's hard to really see the far side of the field. The opposite stands, but they look about half empty right now as 2nd and 2 is upcoming for the Huskies at the 29-yard line. They've clocked the play. Clock rolls under 4 minutes to go. Washington 28, Washington State 15. Huskies' 2 best running games have been the last 2 weeks. They ran for 275 yards last week against Oregon State. 236 here tonight. 2nd down and 2, I formation. Jacob Kaiser, the fullback ahead of Miles Gaskin. Hand off Gaskin. Gaskin got hit in the backfield and wrapped up and thrown down. I think that was a good pursuit that time by Willie Taylor, who got to Miles Gaskin, loss of 1 on the play. Miles Gaskin earlier in this game became the first running back in Pac-12 history to have 4 1,000-yard seasons. He blew by 1,000 yards on an 80-yard touchdown run that brought us to where we are right now, 28-15. Huskies by 13 with 3 minutes left in the ball game. 3rd and 3, Gaskin the lone man in the backfield, 3 tight ends off to the right. Browning under center, Nick Harris gets the snap, hand off Gaskin. Gaskin hits the hole, gets real close to the first down. Close. He's at the 27-yard line. And it might be enough to move the chains. It looks like the motion from the official says move them.
Yeah, this is a first down. I think that might do it.
Washington State has 2 timeouts remaining. But with 2:40 left in a 2-possession game, the Huskies can start making their travel plans to the Bay Area on Friday.
Well, they want to check the spot here.
They're going to do a video review to check the spot. Well, good luck. I mean, you know, with the snow being the way that it is, yeah, I don't know how you can check the spot.
Right.
Regardless, the snow is piled all over the field. There are footprints and a little bit of shoveling along the 5-yard line so we can see, but
it might be a hair short, and this is really the Cougars' only hope.
So Washington State's season low this year in total offense was 394 in the season opener against Wyoming, 394 yards. Huskies have held Washington State to just a bit above half that. The Cougs, 237 yards of total offense, somewhere in the 60% realm of their previous season low. Give credit to the Washington offense for just doing a fantastic job, Damon, of burning the clock here in the fourth quarter.
Incredible 4-minute drive here. It's kind of your 4-minute offense is kind of what you call it. You just want to chew up that clock.
We're actually at 6:13 on the drive.
It was determined the runner was down at the 27.5 yard line, short of the line to gain. It will be fourth down at that spot.
So now they need to move the chains backward with some form of precision. I don't know how you do that in the snow, but go ahead and put the chains down where you think they should be, and we'll do fourth and inches at the 27.5. Well, quarterback sneak with Browning here. What do you think, Dave?
Fourth and it's a long, looks like a long one. Oh, no, it's pretty, yeah, maybe. It's a long one.
Jordan Chin wide left. Andre Bocelli wide right. I think the Huskies are going to go in an I formation with Ahmed behind fullback Kate Otten. The clock is circled into play with under 2:30 to go. Fourth down in inches, 28
so
to 15.
Surprised the Cougars wouldn't have taken a timeout here.
Huskies break the huddle. Rounding under center, Nick Harris. Moves Otten in motion, takes a snap, plunges forward. Browning with the quarterback sneak.
Oh, boy, I don't know if he got it.
It's hard to see where they would mark this.
Oh, man. Look at that official's feet. That is not a good spot.
Well, looks to me like it's right at the 27-yard line, which is where they need to get. They'll measure.
It's funny, looking at the feet of the official running in to spot it, he like was on a line and then he kind of came in a little left. It's like, dude, stay on a straight path.
I think he's got this, Damon.
Okay.
Here come the chains.
I sure hope so.
Well, put one down the marker at the 35. Now they'll stretch with the umpire, stretch it as far as it'll go. Put it down, and I've got an obstructed view. Jake Browning's right in front of us here.
The chain is balled up.
Yeah, the chain is balled up, and they're trying to find a way to stretch it. And the Huskies have the first down with 2:06 to go in the fourth quarter. And, yes, Washington State has two timeouts, but the Dogs can really just run away with this one literally at this point. Let's go down to Elise.
And when the official made the first down motion, the entire end zone filled with purple and gold, jumping up and down and yelling, go Huskies. And there is a massive celebration going on in the end zone with the purple and gold Hardy Huskies that got here over the pass to celebrate what could very well be a Pac-12 North title if they can hang on.
Three tight ends in the game, Elise. First down. 27-yard line, handoff Ahmed, off right tackle. He's into the open field, inside the 20, inside the 10, and down to the 9-yard line. And the Washington Huskies can book their ticket.
Let's
go. They'll be playing in the Pac-12 championship game Friday night against the Utah Utes.
Wow. You know, just the ability in these conditions to run the football is huge. And for this Cougar offense, it was so high-flying all year long. And we knew they'd struggled against this defense.
The
but
Huskies.
Only 237 total yards. The Huskies now up to 485.
Ahmed the lone back in the backfield. First and goal at the 9-yard line. Jake Browning under center with three tight ends off to the left. Hand off Ahmed. Dances left, plows forward to the 5-yard line. Savon Ahmed at a career high 87 yards now after that run. And who better to get your career high against than the Cougs?
Mike Leach not even using his final two timeouts.
We are under a minute to go.
Huskies will probably just take a knee here. That's the class that Coach Pete has. But this team certainly having some fun on that sideline, Elise.
You guys, it is rocking down here in the Husky side, or the end zone, as the Huskies driving to the Husky cheering section, and they are freaking out as you see Jake Browning take a knee.
He takes a knee. He lifts both hands up into the air, and now snow angels at Martin Stadium for the Washington Huskies. The Pac-12 North Division champions headed to the Pac-12 championship game next Friday against Utah, winning the Apple Cup 28-15 over the 7th-ranked Washington State Cougars. What a scene here in Pullman tonight as the Huskies take care of business behind 487 yards of total offense, 170 on the ground from Miles Gaskin, who runs into the end zone three times, finishes his career with 10 rushing touchdowns in four games against the Cougs. Let's go down to the sidelines with Elise, who's with Hunter Bryant.
One of the big plays of the game, Hunter Bryant, a drive all to yourself on third and long. You get the first down, and then you score immediately after. Tell me about that play, Hunter.
Honestly, that ball wasn't even going to me. I just got lucky and caught it, and then just made a play. Like, my teammates were doing great. We just had, I don't know, it was a lot of fun tonight, so it was awesome.
Yeah, these conditions were insane. What was it like to try to play through those?
I mean, we came out and it was pouring down rain, and I had no idea it was going to snow like it did today. So seeing this is like my first game ever playing in snow. And so it's just a lot of fun. It's my first Apple Cup, first game in snow, so it's a great experience.
For you, this is your first Apple Cup and so much on the line. You guys are the Pac-12 North champions in this rivalry game. The intensity, the pressure, what was it like today to get this victory?
It was big. It was big for our seniors. Our senior class going out and never losing to Wazoo, and that's, I don't think, has ever been done before by UW. So I'm just to send them out the right way and get this dub. It's a big win, so I'm excited.
And now you guys go on to the Pac-12 championship game. What does that mean to you, and how do you, you know, why do you put that in perspective, Hunter?
I'm just excited to play with my brothers one more week and get another chance to just play this great game that God blesses with. So, I don't know, I'm really just happy.
Well, I'm happy for you. Congratulations on a great performance and an epic game.
Hey, thank you.
That's Hunter Bryant, guys. We'll send it back up to you.
Hunter Bryant, three catches, 108 yards, and the lone touchdown reception in the entire ball game with all the quarterbacks and all the passing and all the everything. The only touchdown pass in the game was from Aaron Fuller to Hunter Bryant, as the Washington Huskies defeat Washington State 28-15 to win the Boeing Apple Cup and head to the Pac-12 championship game Friday night against Utah. 60 minutes from the Rose Bowl, Damon. It has been one heck of a season. I think there were some moments that were, got people a little bit fired up, wondering what the destiny would be of this team, but they're going to Santa Clara nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, those three losses by a total of 10 points.
Yep.
We know how close all those games were. But for this team not to hang their heads, not to get down on themselves at any point, to scratch, to claw, to get back to this point, we're the North Division champions, an opportunity now to play for the Pac-12 championship and a trip to the Rose Bowl right there, as you said, 60 minutes away. You know, I've said this. If you asked Husky fans before this season started, you know, would you rather go to the college football playoff and play Alabama in the Cotton Bowl, or would you rather go back to the Rose Bowl for the first time in nearly 20 years and play a Michigan or an Ohio State? Which one would you take? I bet 99% of them would take the Rose Bowl. Let's go. 60 minutes, baby.
There is an all-out snowball fight going on with the Washington Huskies here in the right end zone at Martin Stadium, Elise.
You guys, it's hilarious, actually. These guys are running around. They look like little kids that got the day off of school. They're the Pac-12 North champs. It's a blizzard here in Pullman. They always hear about the Snow Bowl in 92, and Boy, this one, I think the weather might have been worse, and they were able to get a victory in one of the biggest Apple Cups with more on the line than any time in history, and the Huskies got it done, and they are celebrating.
An unforgettable Apple Cup. Washington defeats Washington State in the snow to win the Pac-12 North Division Championship 28-15. The postgame show is next on the Washington IMG Sports Network.